And so, Lord, we thank you again for another day. And we give you thanks for everyone that is listening right now and being a part of this ministration. I'm asking, Father, that you would transform our lives and grant us understanding. Bless everyone right now in the name of Jesus. I'd like to thank God for another opportunity he's given unto us to be a blessing to you. And this today I'll be sharing with us on what I just captioned, the kingdom opportunities and kingdom platforms. It's important that we share this because I believe the kingdom opportunities and platforms are the priorities of the kingdom. Because many times we always wonder why we find ourselves in certain situations and circumstances, and we wonder if indeed we are Christians and we are children of God, why do we go through these experiences? But I want us to take note of the fact that certain opportunities in our lives are deliberate work of the kingdom. And there are certain platforms in our lives that we must not neglect because it's a deliberate strategy of the kingdom of God. And those platforms and opportunities are really the priorities of the kingdom. God is more concerned about the platforms and opportunities in our lives than the outcome most of the time that many of us are looking for. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, the Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you." But before then, if you look at the earlier part of that scripture, it was talking about the fact that God is concerned about our needs, and he clothes the birds, the lilies. He supplies the needs of other animals like the ants and the likes of them. And if we are children of God, why should God not be concerned about us? I like to say that God is very much interested in every of his sons and daughters, because there is no responsible father who would despise or disregard or, turn a deaf ear to the needs of his children or a child or his daughter. And because God is not irresponsible, he is definitely concerned about our needs. But like I talked about the platforms and opportunities that God gives to us, it's important to know that in meeting our needs, many times God gives us opportunities and God gives us platforms. While those platforms are channels by which God meets our needs, they are not the purpose for which God has given us those platforms. Our needs are definitely going to be met as a result of our response to the opportunities and the platforms that God gives to us. But the purpose of the platforms and opportunities is that the kingdom of God will be manifested. And in talking about platforms and opportunities, I'm saying there are times God gives us jobs, gives us relationships, God gives us, takes us to locations and to places many times, and we have assumed that the purpose of those jobs or those relationships or maybe the purpose of those locations and places is for our needs to be met. Though this will meet our needs, but the purpose of it is that the kingdom of God would be made manifested. And in actual fact, what is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God, like the Bible says, is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And in bringing that to practical terms, it's saying that the will of God and the purpose of God in every dealing is that human beings have a sense of righteousness, peace, and the joy of the Holy Ghost in them. So God gives us opportunities in order for his kingdom purpose be manifested. He wants to manifest his righteousness to us, to the world. He wants to manifest his peace to the world. And he wants to manifest the joy of the Holy Ghost. And he does that by giving every member of the kingdom an opportunity and a platform to express these things. These are the things that the world needs, and it is only obtainable in the kingdom of God. And one of the primary ways that God expresses this and manifests this to the world is through the believers. And so as a child of God, we have a responsibility to seek the kingdom of God in anything that we do. And what does that mean? It means we have an opportunity. Every time God gives us an opportunity or gives us a platform, it is for us to seek his kingdom, to seek the manifestation of God in anything that he gives to us to do, in every opportunity and platform he gives to us, through our careers, through our jobs, through our relationships, through the locations God gives us. He wants us to seek his kingdom. In other words, he wants us to manifest his righteousness. He wants us to manifest his peace. And he wants us to manifest the joy of the Holy Ghost. And I must say that many times the opportunities and platforms God gives to us may not be in any way spectacular. They are the natural things, the normal things we experience in our daily lives, but they have been divinely orchestrated at such times to manifest the kingdom of God. I must also say that when we put the kingdom of God, when God's kingdom becomes our priority in lives, becomes our major priority in lives, we give God a reason to give us platforms and opportunities. And in actual fact, there is no limit to where God can take a person to whose purpose in life is to see the manifestation of the kingdom of God. There is no country that can close its door to a man who has a purpose under God. In other words, when God's kingdom becomes your priority, God can take you to any nation where he wants his kingdom to be manifested. And again, when God's kingdom becomes your priority in life, God can give you any job where he wants his kingdom to be manifested. And I must say again that when God's kingdom becomes your priority, God can bring people into your life who he wants his kingdom to be manifested to. And sometimes these people are not just ordinary people. They are the major people in life, and they may not be like you. The purpose of that relationship is not for you or needs to be met. Some of these relationships will meet your needs. Some of these jobs will meet your needs. Some of these locations will meet your needs. But the purpose of it in all is that the kingdom of God be made manifested. And when we subscribe ourselves to the manifestation of God's kingdom, in other words, when God's kingdom becomes our priority, we are giving God a major reason to open doors for us, to give us opportunities, to give us platforms, not for our needs to be met, not just for our needs to be met, but that his kingdom be made manifested. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And I must also say that, like I've said before, that when God gives us, when God's kingdom becomes our life purpose, then God begins to give us opportunities. And you wonder why many Christians are complaining and they say, well, I've been praying that God, their major prayer is, God meet my needs, God supply this and all that. God give me a job because I want to build a house, I want to take care of my family, I want to go to school. No, that's a wrong purpose, that's a wrong focus. And sometimes it takes a force to cause a reaction. I'm saying that what would bring the reaction that you desire is that your disposition about the kingdom of God changes. When your desire in life is that the kingdom of God be manifested, God would give you the opportunities and the platforms that you desire. And I must say that when that kingdom is manifested, many people will come to the knowledge of God. Bible says, as the waters cover the sea, so shall all men come to the knowledge of the glory of God. The opportunities and the platforms that God gives to us are divine, divinely designed to bring men and women to the knowledge of the glory of God. No one would see the manifestation of God in righteousness, in holiness, in peace, and in the joy of the Holy Ghost, and would not be conscious or aware of God in that setting. I'm praying that the Lord would bless you and give you more opportunities, most importantly, cause a desire in your heart and a thirst for His kingdom. And as you do this, and as it does this in our lives, that these desires and these thirsts would create opportunities for us.
Amen.
Where God can manifest His kingdom, would give us platforms where the kingdom of God can be manifested.
Amen.
And like I said before, there is no limit. There is no limit. There is no limit to where God can take you to what God can do through you when His kingdom becomes your priority. Enough of trying to use our job to meet our own needs. It's a wrong focus. Enough of trying to use relationships to meet our needs. Enough of trying to travel to certain countries or going to certain places in order for our needs to be met. No, that's not the purpose. When that becomes our purpose, it puts us in the category of pagans. The Bible says that's what the pagans do. Then it takes God out of the control of our lives. God is not going to be responsible. It takes divine responsibility away from our needs. Then God is not committed to our needs, to meeting our needs. Then meeting your needs becomes your own responsibility. But what makes your need, the meeting of your needs, God's responsibility is when the kingdom of God becomes your priority. I'm saying today that your needs can be met when God's kingdom is your priority. And every time God gives you an opportunity and a platform, it is because He wants His kingdom be made manifested. I'm praying that as we go again in this week, we would identify opportunities that God is bringing to us.
Amen.
And we would see the platforms He has given unto us for the manifestation of His kingdom. It's a distraction many times when we assume that God is giving us this because He wants to meet our needs. And that's sometimes what the devil does. He tries to divert our attention to what we can benefit from those opportunities and platforms rather than what the kingdom of God wants to achieve with those opportunities and platforms. When we change focus from using opportunities and platforms to meet our needs and using it to fulfill the purpose of God as relating to the kingdom, then the devil loses control over our lives and over what we do. Then he cannot determine how long we can be there. He cannot determine how far the relationship can go, how long we can be in a country. He can't close any door to us. Our feet will be established because then our position is God's responsibility. I'm praying God bless you.
Amen.
And give you a reason to smile this week. Thank you very much.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.